Hey everyone, welcome back to Bermanology on Letterman Row. I am your host, Jeremy Birmingham. I am joined today by Ohio State 2021 tight end commitment, Sam Hart, Colorado's best wrestler, maybe the best tight end in Colorado. There's some good ones out there. How are you, Sam?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's been a while since we've spoken in this capacity. The last time we did was the day you committed to Ohio State. How has life been for you in Colorado since making that decision back at the end of December?
It's been pretty good. I mean, it's been kind of crazy with all this stuff going on with Corona and all this stuff. But luckily, I finished my wrestling season before it all happened. And I ended up winning state and just been back lifting. We just started workouts again this week with my football team and just kind of easing back into stuff.
I saw on Twitter recently that you are preseason for your senior year ranked as the 18th, the number 18 heavyweight wrestler in America. Is that too low? Be honest. How do you feel about that?
I mean, you know, football is my main sport, so I'm more focused on that stuff, and I don't really pay wrestling. Mom just showed me that this morning. I mean, it's kind of cool, but yeah.
I mean, have you had experience wrestling against any of those guys that are ranked ahead of you?
I have not. I didn't recognize any names on there, at least.
Well, most of them are not going to Ohio State to play football, so I guess they probably have other things to worry about. So, Sam, what I'm curious about, really, there's been conversation since well before you committed about Ohio State wanting to take a pair of tight ends in this class. You were extremely active in recruiting Hudson Wolf, who ended up committing to Tennessee. Is it hard to recruit someone that you know you're going to be competing against day in and day out? I mean, because there has to be a part of your brain that's saying, I don't want anyone else there, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like it's a team sport, so you have to be like prepared that you're going to be competing for the spot no matter what. And I talked to Hudson quite a bit. Like, we Snapchatted every day and FaceTimed every once in a while, and I wasn't really worried about that. I just wanted what's best for the team, and because I know that Coach Wilson is a great coach and he'll get all of us playing time and he'll be doing the best thing he can for us. And so I'm not really worried about if they take two or one or.
It has to be interesting for a guy like you, Sam, because you're not someone that is extremely active in recruiting other players. And, you know, you're a busy kid. You've got your own life to live. But a guy like Hudson, who you clearly connected with, is it hard to not take him choosing Tennessee personally? Or are you, I mean, I know you guys are all friends, but aren't you like, come on, really? I mean, how do you handle that?
Yeah, no, we built up a pretty good relationship. I felt like we were pretty close, like, and knowing each other over the phone and stuff. And I thought I was pretty confident. Like, he would talk like he was going to commit. And I was really kind of shook, prized when he committed to Tennessee. And I texted him. I was just like, good luck, bro. Do your thing. You got to do what's right for you. And he's like, yeah, it had nothing to do with our relationship. It was just what was best for me. And yeah.
Well, I mean, you know as well as anyone. I mean, you have an opportunity to choose your own path. A lot of kids decide to stay closer to home. You have decided not to do that. You have offers from Colorado and other schools in your area. As you look back now, Sam, what was it about Ohio State that made it that was absolutely the right place for you? Has there been any moment of doubt for you?
No, there really hasn't been any doubt at all. It's just I fell in love with Ohio State, like, as soon as I stepped on campus, and it's just been going up from there with the coaching staff still recruiting me hard and still talking to me and caring, like, showing that they really do care about us and all that. And then their football, they finished off great this season, and they're just going to go keep going up. And how this recruiting class is going to, it's going to be a lot of fun.
When you talk about that class, I mean, you're a member, an early member of the country's top ranked recruiting class. How much pride is there in that role that you're playing? And, you know, how much conversation when you talk to other recruits now, how much does that get brought up?
You know, it's we're really trying to use that to our advantage right now and showing like other recruits that we're trying to get to commit, like how great we're going to be. And like, we're on the right path and like, we're trying to use that to our advantage the most we can and help us out. But at the end of the day, it's like their decision still.
You know, as a tight end, I'm sure you've heard it from other schools who recruit against Ohio State. Well, Buckeyes don't use their tight ends. What type of conversation have you had with Ryan Day, with Kevin Wilson, about the plan moving forward and about the continued growth of that position in the Ohio State offense?
Yeah, it's just like, it's just going to matter on like who they have. Like if they have a good player at tight end, they'll utilize them more. Like I've seen how much they use their tight ends and they don't always throw it to them like the most, but they're like almost always on the field, at least one, two, maybe three. And I'm all right with that, just that playing time. And like, because I think it'll help for me to get my blocking up too, just like, because, yeah.
Has there been any conversation with Tom Ryan at Ohio State about wrestling?
Not really.
So you are 100% ready to give it up?
Yep.
Is that hard? I mean, is that a decision that like took you a while to get to?
I mean, I thought about it for a little bit, like, because last year I wasn't really planning on it at all. I thought I was going to finish my senior year, but with the way I ended, and I just thought like I had ended on a strong note, and I really thought about like what early enrolling would do for me in my future, and I feel like that'll benefit me more than another year of wrestling, but I will miss it.
You're less than 2 months away from the beginning of your senior season of high school football, hopefully. Where's the biggest step for you to still take, Sam, to go from being the guy you are now to the guy you want to be when you get to Ohio State in January?
Yeah, I'm just – right now I'm just praying for that senior season. And I don't know, I'd like to, like, touch up, like, a little thing with my route running, and just, like, minor things. And when I get to Ohio State or I'll talk to Coach Wilson again and see what he would like me to do based on my film and my coaches.
Since you won't be wrestling, is there a plan for you to like change the body to get yourself heavier? Because obviously if you're wrestling at 220, maybe, you know, Ohio State might want you a 6'5", 240 by the time you get in. How are you approaching that?
I actually just talked to Coach Wilson the other day about that. He was saying he's happy where I am right now with my weight. I'm about like 230, 235. And that's what he wants me at, like when I get there in January. So now it's just leaning up and putting on more muscle and speed.
What are you doing workout wise? Because obviously you, just like everyone else, have been sort of forced to stay inside. Have you been able to work on those things? Have you been able to find a place to go run routes or find a place to work on speed drills? How are you, taking advantage of this weird time?
Yeah, well, we just started our football workouts again, which is, it's mainly just like route running and footwork and conditioning. Like we can't throw any balls or lift any weights yet. And my gym that I go to, they've been open for a little bit now. And it's just like a few guys going in, but he's really helped me with my like speed and like running form. And we've been lifting quite a bit. So
how disappointing was it to not be able to get back to Ohio State this summer, like you guys had all planned?
Yeah, no, I was pretty bummed out about that. We were all supposed to take our officials like last weekend or something. And it was pretty sad that we didn't get to do that.
Is there regular like Zoom calls with the entire class, or how are you guys communicating? I know there's always the group text message, the mystique of that, but is there another group of guys in your class that really you're developing a tighter bond with in different ways?
Yeah, I mean, we have the group chat, which everyone kind of texts in there every once in a while, but I've really been connecting with Kyle McCord. We've been getting pretty close talking. We'll probably room together. Yeah, we've Zoomed as like a commitment class like twice, I think, now.
So are you guys breaking down that list of like who the top guys left are and how you're going to attack them?
Yeah, I mean, each kind of like position has been recruiting their own guys almost. Like some of the guys are closer to other like recruits more than others, so they have like easier to contact.
Right. Well, look, Sam, I appreciate you taking time. I wanted to just do a quick catch up here with you. It's been obviously a weird summer, but hopefully you're able to get back in the swing of things and get yourself ready for a big senior season. So that is Sam Hart, Ohio State 2021 commitment at tight end. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology on Letterman Row. Thank you for watching. We'll catch you next time.